Hey, what's up, Divine Ones? It's Latoya O'Keel. Welcome back to another video. If you are new to me, I am Latoya O'Keel. I'm a master life coach, a spiritual leader, and a business mentor. I train and certify life coaches, and I teach success principles to build transformational leaders, baby. So if you know that you know that you know that you are a leader and that this is your season to rise up and to walk in your divine purpose, baby, and become the person that you were divinely created to be, then I want to let you know that you're in the right place. This is the right time. You're on the right channel. Go ahead and settle in, baby. Come on in. Come on in. So on today's video, I need my life coaches, I need my business owners, I need my entrepreneurs, baby, to tap in, because I'm going to drop some info, dropping some knowledge on y'all today to help you know how to create products and services in your business. So if you are a life coach, if you maybe you come through my academy, I have trained and certified many of my students as life coaches, many of my divine ones, or maybe you didn't come through my academy, but you're a life coach, you're a consultant, you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, and you may be in the building stages, the beginning stages, and you're looking to create offers, create services, create products, but you don't know what to create. You don't know what to put out there. You don't know what, you know, what's going on with the market, what's your target audience, what your people want, what are their problems. Now, we know that business is just the answer to somebody's problem. You solving a problem for somebody. But when you're in business, if you don't know what that problem is that people are having, then it's hard to create solutions. It's hard to create answers when you don't know what the question is, when you don't know what the problem is. So I'm going to be sharing some information with you today that you can apply to your business, to your brand, to your organization, whatever it is that you do, to help you create specific products and services that are going to be the solution to the problems that your people are having. Okay. So number one tip I'm going to give you is you need to have a system that you can collect data. I want you to write that down. Grab your journal, grab your blue ink pen. You need to create some type of system where you can collect data. Now, when you hear me say system, I don't want you to don't blow that up. Don't be like, oh my goodness, a system. I ain't got no system. I don't know about all this stuff and all these systems and all of this stuff. Calm down. When I say system, this is very simple. This is very easy. This is something that anybody can do. Just take, for instance, YouTube. YouTube is one of the things that I classify as my system. I use YouTube for a number of things. One of those things is marketing. One of those things is collecting data, collecting information about my target audience, the location, the types of videos that they like to watch. I use the comments. I scan the comments. I'll often tell people to put things in the comments. So I'm reading the comments. I'm reading the data. I'm reading the analytics. All of this is tracked for me right inside of YouTube. So when I say a system, this is simply more than likely something that you use in any way. You're just not aware that it's a system. So like I said, let's take, for instance, YouTube. Also, Instagram. Instagram could be considered as a system that you use to collect data. So you set up a business profile, a business. Make sure your Instagram account is set up as a business profile, because then you'll be able to go into the professional dashboard, the professional dashboard settings, and you'll be able to track information about your viewers, about your watchers. Okay. And then what you do is you take that location and you take that information and you use it to build a profile of your target audience, of your target customer. Because the more you know about your people, the better. Okay. You got to know your audience as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a life coach. You got to know your audience like the back of your hand. You got to know the people that you serve like the back of your hand. You got to know what their problems are. You got to know what their lingo is, how they like to talk, what kind of music they listen to, where they go, where they hang out at, in-person hangouts, as well as online hangouts. If your people are more on YouTube, then you're going to want to gravitate more to the YouTube side. If your people are more on Instagram, then you'll gravitate more over to Instagram. If your audience is more in that TikTok vibe, then you may be flowing over there on TikTok. But this is the thing. You don't know none of that unless you get out there. you can't sit on your island and sit in your house and sit in the middle of nowhere, or just sit on your own little, in your own little space, never come out, never interact with people, never connect with people, but then wonder why your products aren't selling. You wondering why your courses aren't selling. You wondering why your services are not hidden the way they need to be hidden. Why you ain't getting booked. Well, it's because you got to leave the known. You have to launch out into the unknown. And it's scary. I understand that. It's scary. But in order for you to get to that new life that you want to create for yourself, you got to launch out into the unknown. It's going to be scary, but you got to be confident. You got to be bold. And you got to go out there and serve. And start with what you know. Start with teaching people what you know. And you're going to do that through social media. You're going to do that online. You're going to create a social media presence online. And you're just going to show up as consistently as you possibly can and give value. I do it all the time. You see me right here on my channel. You hear me on my podcast. You see me on Instagram with Reels. You see me on TikTok with Shorts. You see me on YouTube with Shorts. Now, I'm not saying that you got to be on all these different platforms like that. You can pick one platform and you can kill it with one platform. It doesn't have to be you showing up everywhere all the time. Okay. I just have so much content that I'm able to show up. And because of many of the systems that I use, these things are set up for me. I set this up to run for me so that I'm able to be consistent on social media, even when I'm doing things with my kids and my family. So, next thing I want to share with you, how to know what products and services to create for your people. Number one, like I said, you have to have some type of system that you can collect data, that you can track, that you can analyze the information. So you'll know where you need to show up at, where you need to be more consistent, where you need to kind of pull back a little bit and put more of your energy over here. So you got to collect data. And the next tip that I'm going to give you is, you got to have a way that you can talk and connect with your people. You got to get on that front line. And I teach this in my academy with my coaches that I train and certify. I let them know that you need to commit to a season, a full season of doing one-on-ones consistently. Even if doing one-on-ones is not, I understand that that's not scalable. You can't scale that because there's only so much time that you have in a day. There's only so much of you to go around. So you can't really get to the big, big numbers in business doing one-on-ones. If you do high ticket, of course you can. But if you want to be able to serve more people, you want to be able to help more people without it requiring so much of your time, then you only going to be able to go so far doing one-on-ones. So maybe doing one-on-ones is not, that's not where you see your business going long term. But what I'm telling you is, in order for you to really see that growth, to really see that next level, to see your business really scale, and to know how you and to know how to create successful products and services that serve the masses, you got to get out there. And you got to connect with your people. You got to talk to your people. You got to get on the phone with your people. You got to, or at least have some type of channel between you and them where you can hear their needs. You can hear their problems. You can hear their frustrations. You can hear their concerns. You can hear what's going on with them. And one of the number one ways to do that is doing one-on-one sessions. I committed to a season, and a season can be however long it needs to be for you. For me, it was the first full 2 years of my business as a life coach. The first 2 years, I was one-on-one. I was doing groups as well, but it was a lot of one-on-one. And as I'm doing the one-on-ones, as I'm on sessions with people one-on-one, I'm hearing what the people are telling me. I'm hearing their questions. I'm hearing their problems. I'm hearing what they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And then I noticed as I was collecting data, remember, I told you got to have a system that you collect data. So that was another one of my systems, and it still is to this day. It's not just YouTube. It's not just Instagram. It's not just computer systems, but I also use the system of when I'm talking to people, when I'm on Zoom with people, when I'm connecting with people just in general. I'm taking note of, Toya, what are some of the things that you're having to repeat over and over and over again? What are some of the What are some of the tips that you're having to consistently give to people over and over and over? What are some points that you're having to share? What is some information? What are some mindset strategies? What are some books? What are some material? Whatever it is that you having to find yourself, you having to keep saying it over and over and over again. Those are the things, that's the information that you are going to want to, you're going to want to take that and put it into a course, put it into a masterclass, put it into a video, put it into a webinar, put it into a book, a workbook, a training, a template, some type of product or service, put it into it. The best thing is going to be a digital product, like a template, like a workbook, like an ebook, like a course, like a training, a webinar. Put it in there. And then whenever somebody have them type of issues, whenever somebody have that type of problem, instead of you always having to be there on the phone with them, on the Zoom with them, at the in-person session with them to actually physically be there to tell them that, you can refer them. You can send them to that training. You can send them to, so they get you, they get your brain, they get your knowledge, they get that value, they get that intellect, your intellectual property, they get that through a training, they get it through a course. And what it does is it sets you up to be able to scale your business. It sets you up to be able to teach and give value to hundreds, thousands, millions of people all over the world. And so this is how you're going to know what products and what services to create. You have to collect data. You have to collect all the information that you possibly can about your audience. You got to know them like the back of your hand. You got to study them, and you know them. You learn them by serving them. The reason why I know so much about my divine ones, I have people tell me, Toya, it's like you in my head. Is like you're my best friend in my head. Is like you're my sister. Is like you just the homegirl from round the way. Is like I've been knowing you all my life. You get to know your audience by serving them. There is no other way. You can read whatever you want to read. You can go do all the market research. You can do all of that. I did all of that, but I didn't really learn my people until I got out here. You got to get out here. You got to get past your insecurities. You got to get past the thoughts in your head. You got to get past your past, and you just got to get out here and serve your people. Talk to them, make videos for them, do lives and connect with them. Talk to them on the live videos, do in-person meetups. You may have to do free meetups. You may have to do the first seminar I had, 30 people came to my seminar, 30 people. And I got up and I talked those 30 people like it was 3,000 people in that room. And through me doing that consistently, that is how I learned my audience. That is how, because I heard them out, because I listened to them, because I talked to them, because I connected with them, because I served them, I was able to find out what they were dealing with, what they were struggling with. So that in turn set me up to be able to know, okay, Toy, you need to make this kind of course. Okay, you need to create this kind of certification. You need to train people. Look, people want to be trained and certified as a life coach, because my very own people told me that, like, Toya, we want to do what you're doing. Can you teach us? Can you show us how to do that? But see, I would have never stumbled into that had I not got out there and started serving my people, got out there and started giving value. And through me serving them and empowering them and building them and teaching them, they leveled up and got to a point where they was ready to go to the next level, and they wanted me to take them there. So that showed me, like, okay, Toya, you gotta up your game. These people need this service and you don't have it. So you gotta create this service. Don't send them somewhere else, create it for them. That's what you serve them for. So you can build them up. And then when things come up that they need, that they trying to figure out, you be the one to teach them. You be the one to show them. You be the one to create that service, create that product for them. Okay, so this is how you're going to know what products and what services to create in your business. Don't just start a business and just create something because that's what you want to create, because that's what you want to teach, that's what you want to do. You're going to be able to do what you love to do. That's what that sign back there on my wall say, do. It say, love what you do. You're going to be able to do what you love and love what you do, but it starts with service. It starts with service. It starts with having systems. It starts with having systems. It starts with collecting data, connecting with your people, hearing them out. Okay, because once you hear them out and you get that data and you see what their problems are, you see what they're dealing with, what they need help with, then you take that and you pair that with your passions. You pair that with what you love to do. That's what I did. I took what the people were struggling with, what they were dealing with, and I paired that with my passions, with what I enjoy. I enjoy coaching. I enjoy teaching. So I enjoy doing videos. So I paired that with what I love to do. And then boom, I was able to create my business, create my products and my services. So that's it, baby. I just want to share that with y'all. I love y'all so much. I was actually kind of speeding through this video because I got to go. I'm finna have to go and drop the kids off. But if you have any questions about anything I share with you, you want me to go more in depth with this, go down there in the description, baby, and put your comments below. If you're a life coach, you're a business owner, entrepreneur, and you're struggling to figure out what type of products, what type of services to provide to your people, you want to do courses, but you don't know what kind of courses to do. You don't know how to get started. You want to create some services, launch a product line. You don't know how to get started. Go down there in the description and click the link. Sign up to work with me one-on-one. I am offering one-on-ones right now for business owners, life coaches, entrepreneurs. I'm offering strategy sessions, one-on-ones. Now, if you cannot invest in the one-on-one right now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to send me an email to support@iamlatoyaokia.com. And everything that you would ask me in the session, I want you to put it in the email. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to scan the emails and I'm going to come back on YouTube and do a video going over the questions that you send me. Don't go to the session and say, oh, man, I can't afford that. I can't. We ain't doing that scarcity mindset. Come on. This is what I want you to do. If you want help, you need help, but you can't invest right now, send me your questions and I'm going to come on here and do a free video answering your questions, giving you tips, giving you tools and giving you strategies. Now, if you want that personal customized one-on-one, that's what the investment is going to be for. It's just going to be me and you one-on-one on Zoom. We're going to pull up your business. We're going to pull up your systems and I'm going to put my hands on your stuff and walk you through what you need to do. And we're going to create a customized strategy just for you. That's what the one-on-one is for. But if you're not there yet, don't let that stop you. Send me an email with your questions and I'll come on the video and answer, because there's other people that may be dealing with the same thing you're dealing with. And that's another way that I can serve people and I can help people. Remember, I told you it's about service. When you serve your people, that is the number one way that you're going to know what kind of products and what kind of services to create for them. You got to be on the front line with them. You got to be talking to them. You got to be chatting with them. You got to be connecting with them. You got to be asking them questions, collecting that data, getting that information. Then you take that information and you go in the lab and you create your products and your services. Okay. I love y'all so much, baby. I am Latoya Okia and I'll check in with y'all later.